In essence, if you are worried that a patient is a setup for pro-arrhythmia, the better part of valor is always to start therapy in hospital. Who then is most at risk for pro-arrhythmic event? In general, patients who have the worst ventricles and histories of congestive heart failure clearly are most at risk for ventricular pro-arrhythmic events. There are several issues that seem to predispose to torsade. One is female gender. Another is hypertrophy, hypokalemia, hypomagnesemia. In addition, one has to be very, very careful about other drugs that can lengthen the QT interval, such as erythromycin, some of the antihistamines such as Hismalol and Seldane. Careful instruction should also be given to the patient not to take diuretics unless they are under supervision of the prescribing physician who is knowledgeable about the antiarrhythmic drug being used. In addition, they should not take over-the-counter drugs unless they check with the cardiologist to be sure they do not interact in a negative fashion with the antiarrhythmic drug prescribed.